So this week's Your Whole Self is about how to turn a negative into a positive. But I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my story. In 2000, although I was already teaching Pilates, it wasn't my sole purpose in life. I was teaching high impact exercise classes, running and still playing the odd hockey game. I'd had applied for the London Marathon in 2000, and part of my training was to run in the Great North Run in 1999 as my preparation and build up to the marathon. My training had gone really well. I was totally looking forward to the marathon. Fantastic day, fantastic experience. My family and friends had travelled with me to London to cheer me on along the route. At about 13 miles, I began to feel my right knee twinge. I'd not had that problem before when running or at any other time. But I did continue to run, and actually the whole atmosphere of the London Marathon got me round. You always hear that, don't you, when people are talking about running the London Marathon. However, the long-term effect of that run was that my knee problem developed and led to me eventually having an arthroscopy in 2003. The specialist who did the operation diagnosed osteoarthritis in my knee and said that I had to give up all high-impact exercise, which included all my classes that I taught and my running. If I wanted to still be walking in 10 years' time, that's what I had to do, according to him. The impact of that diagnosis was massive for me. It felt like everything I loved with my whole being was being stolen away from me. And I think I went into a bit of a grieving period, if I'm honest, which sounds very dramatic, but actually my exercise was such a large part of me and my life and my well-being that I did feel like a great big hole had opened up in me. It was certainly a turning point for me, and I had to make a lot of difficult decisions and take a bit of a leap of faith because it had also been my job. So the gym I worked in, teaching my high impact classes, didn't want to continue to employ me, and so they didn't want to put on any Pilates classes. So it forced me into making a bit of a decision to go it alone. I decided to specialise in teaching Pilates. I went round to all the adult education centres in the area and suggested putting on Pilates classes. I got in touch with a local leisure centre where they had two classes running but wanted to do more and needed another teacher. I was already teaching step aerobics for them, so they knew me and were happy to give me more class time. I very quickly started to teach 12 classes a week at various colleges, leisure centres, and at a large chain of gyms. I went into people's homes and did some one-to-one Pilates, but then a space became available above my brother-in-law's printing business, and I decided to start to rent it. We stripped it back, decorated it, and the rest they say is history. So at the time, I felt like what had happened with my knee was terrible. Actually, would I have had the drive to do what I did with my Pilates if the specialist hadn't given me that possibility? Plus, he wasn't quite correct. I've never quite got back to running marathons, but certainly my Pilates practice has enabled me to get out and run. I thank my lucky stars for Pilates and everything it has done for me, and I just want to continue to share that with you. So that's how I turned a little bit of a negative into a positive, and Pilates has helped me to do it. So I hope that whatever it is that floats your boat, folks, and I'd like to hope that Pilates plays a part in that, I hope that helps you to turn a negative into a positive this week.